Hello, I have two more journeys for you from Sandy Bundy. They both took place in my home quite a while ago. One actually was a few days after 9/11 in 2001, and then the other a bit later in 2008. And as you will hear, buffalo is present in both of them, but also many other animals and light beings. And so before I read you these journeys, I'd like to tell you also in this connection a little bit about my teacher, Joska Sós, you know, the Hungarian shaman of the Baksa, with whom I apprenticed for so many years. One day when I had already moved to the States, but I visited him in Belgium, and he gave me a very precious present. At least it was very precious to me. And still is. He had typed up a list of the various deities and the guardian spirits that were connected to his work and to his drum and to his chanting. And there was also lots of different power animals. So I thought it would be interesting for some of you to hear about these. And I put them not in the chronological order that he put them in, but in a few little groups. And so the first group is the animals. And so here are some of them. Octopus, bear, elk, eagle, the big amphibian being, and also the brotherhood of the amphibian beings, the iguana of the Galapagos. Actually, I must say, this one, I only once that one came to me. And it was also very shortly after 9/11. A big, big, beautiful, incredibly loving being. So, Joska's list goes on. Polar bear, snow tiger, raven, wild boar, salamander, cosmic firebird. And then, of course, there are many ancestors. It includes the 17 shamans of the Hungarian Baksa clan, going back all the way to the 9th century. It seems, actually, that Joska was the last initiated shaman from the Baksa clan. And then he also lists an ancestral shaman of the Black Caps, connected to the Tibetan Karmapa. And then, interestingly, also an ancestor of the Black Spruce. And then some very intriguing listings. His master, Mazda Rinpoche. Not sure who that is, but I do know that Joska had an intense contact with Tibetan monks connected to the Karmapa. While he lived in London for quite a while, I think for about 6 months. And I do remember him saying that one day, walking in the streets of London, all of a sudden he heard in his ear, loud and clear, Mazda Rinpoche, and he knew it was his master. And Joska also had a very vivid recollection of being a Taoist master. And that was noticeable quite late in his life when he had a chance to visit China. When he came back, he was just filled with lots of new, fresh energy that really felt very Taoistic. And on the list, sure enough, there is a reference to a Taoist master of the first, second, third, and fourth levels, whatever that is. And also the brotherhood of Agartha and Shambhala, both on the earth and extraterrestrial. And also on the list, the eternal feminine. Light and sound beings of the Northern Lights, White Tara, Gautama Buddha as an ascetic, a seven-headed golden naga or snake god with cosmic wisdom, a Buddha deity of the many-faceted amethyst of the infinite and the all-possible, Shiva, Krishna. And the list goes on and on. Must have continued till the the end of Josca's life, I'm sure. So now, the journeys of Sandy. The first one is fairly short. And as I said, this took place only 9 days after 9/11. And Sandy calls it 9/11 healing. A buffalo appeared with a ghost skeleton riding on his back and ran past me. The ghost had hollow eyes and was translucent, translucent white. Yet I saw all the bones of the skeleton. Then buffalo and bear came to my sides. I put my arms out, and they carried me over the site of the World Trade Center, that whole area of devastation. I stood on a high platform, and I became an Egyptian queen looking out over my troops as they marched by. There were thousands and thousands of troops marching, and they were all in the form of Anubis. I found myself on a sacrificial altar, a large rock slab like a table. Egyptians surrounded and purified me. There was a shaman wearing a wooden mask and shaking a rattle over me. He had long, shaggy brown hair that shook as he moved his head back and forth. The Egyptians raised the altar up and carried it on their shoulders, with me still on it. When they set the altar down, I rose and went to sit at the edge of the devastation site. As I looked at the devastation, I noticed a gold orb about the size of a baseball, suspended slightly above the ground. It became heart-shaped and entered my chest. As I looked out over this area, I felt soreness in my shoulders. I realized I had large wings of gold folded up on my back. I stretched the wings out and flew over the site. The wings were about 12 feet across. As I flew over the site, souls came and clung to my wings. There were lots and lots of them with vacant eyes. I gathered as many as I could, and I flew straight up toward a bright light with my wings outspread. As I got as far as I should go, I moved my wings straight up over my head, and all the souls kept on going up to the light and freedom. I flew straight down and did it again and again. I landed and stood still when a light being approached me. The being gifted me with a necklace of white leather with round white beads on it, a blue diamond-shaped stone near the bottom of it, and a crystal below that. The light being tied it around my neck. I became very small and turned into a fairy. I danced along the edges of the crushed metal in the rubble. Huge beings danced all around the rubble. All I saw were large feet and legs. They were red-brown in color and barefoot. As I danced along the metal edge, I reached down and pulled up pieces of people's souls and flung them back to the people who were still alive. It was an amazing experience and very rewarding to help so many souls. I am grateful for the opportunity. And Sandy makes a note. Since 9/11, I had been depressed and in shock from the events at the World Trade Center. Immediately after having this wonderful healing journey, I was elated and back to my normal state of mind. The cloud of that devastating day was released from me. I still felt empathy for all who were impacted by this dreaded act, but it no longer controlled my life. I'm humbled by the other realms and all they do for us. So now the next journey, which Sandy gave as a title, Waves of Initiation with Buffalo. And she puts a song in here that she received during a Michael Harner training, a Buffalo song, beautiful song. I found myself in a long white leather dress, accented with fringe. I walked up a mountain, and when I got to the top, I lay down on the ground. I was reminded of Buffalo's song. We must each open our hearts and purify them. Allow the sun, the moon, and the stars to shine their light into your heart. Purify your heart by allowing the cool, clear stream to run through it. Allow the strength of the mountains to make your heart strong. With a strong heart, you will change your thoughts, change your feelings, and change your words. What is thought, felt, and said runs throughout all. Through this purification, will you heal your communities, the earth, and the universe? We are waiting for you. As I laid on the mountaintop, the sun, the moon, and the stars shined their light into my heart. The stream came running through my heart, and the mountain made my heart strong. It was a wonderful experience to receive this initiation and pureness. I was deeply touched. I love each of my helpers, and they came in single file up the mountain. Buffalo, elephant, bear, polar bear, platypus, ostrich, giraffe, tiger, cougar, all of them. Then the human form teachers came, and they stood in between the animals. They raised me up into the stars in unison, using their power. I received energy from the stars, and then they brought me back down to continue the initiation. The animals and teachers walked around me in a circle. Buffalo stood in the middle and faced me then. Then they all stopped and turned toward me. I approached each one and greeted them. They touched their head to my forehead, and I acknowledged them one by one. This experience was very tactile. I felt their fur and was able to discern the unique texture of the various animals. I felt Buffalo when his beard brushed past my face. Buffalo put his horn on the birthmark in the middle of my forehead, and I felt his power. I got up on Buffalo's back, and he walked and danced around the circle. Then we went up into the stars again. When we came back, I rode on Bear. There were three rounds of initiation with all of the animals, teachers, and spirit helpers. Then I lay on the ground again, and Buffalo came and stood behind my head. He put his nose down on my forehead for a partial merge that caused his horns to be shared by the two of us. It was extremely powerful. In ordinary reality, I felt a weight on my stomach. In non-ordinary reality, I learned it was Eagle standing on my solar plexus, and he looked down at my face. Eagle was the only one I asked for his message. Why are you here? He said, you should have courage. Courage to be who you are. I was deeply moved by his words. Soon they all went single file back down the mountain, and I was left alone on the top. I felt a large amount of light coming out of my hands in both ordinary reality and non-ordinary reality. I cast the healing light throughout the entire world. Then light came out all over my body. It came out of my head, my eyes, and out of my back. I cast this light out over the land to heal everybody. The last wave of initiation found me sitting in a chair, and I had the disc of Ra on the top of my head. People approached me, one by one, and gave me gifts. They anointed me, blew on me, gave me herbs or oil, touched me or caressed me. Some of the animals touched their nose to me. I felt the infusion of power and connection. At the end, I came down the mountain by myself, as I had gone up the mountain by myself. It was very hard to come back to ordinary reality. I didn't want to come back. It was such a rich experience. And Sandy notes, after the journey, I felt quite expanded. This journey was extremely rich in every way, and I'm humbled and grateful for the experience. Thank you, Sandy, for sharing this. And I love it how you always finish with this deep humbleness and gratitude. It's very, very touching and something that we can all learn from when we interact with the other dimensions.